The Obama administration is considering opening up the Atlantic coast for offshore oil and gas development. Now, it's been off limits for drilling for decades, and environmental groups in Georgia would like to keep it that way. But some local lawmakers welcome the economic possibilities, and WABE's Molly Samuel reports from the coast.
Alice Kies is looking at a wall of grassy salt marsh and clapping at clapper rails, which are seldom seen fat-footed marsh birds.
When you clap, it agitates them and they will usually call back, but apparently we're not close enough to them right now.
She's standing on the edge of the St. Mary's River in the very far southeastern corner of Georgia. This is the sort of classic Georgia coast setting, calm, quiet water with occasional small boats going by. Birds flicker in and out of the otherwise very still marsh.
Our coast is unlike any place on the planet. There's so many unspoiled and scenic places.
Kies works for the environmental nonprofit 100 Miles, named for the length of the Georgia coast. She does not want to see oil or gas development come here.
I grew up in Louisiana, where oil and gas is pretty significant in the Gulf of Mexico, and I vacationed on the coast, and I have seen the oil rigs, I have seen the crisscrossing of pipelines, I have seen the dredging of the marshes, and the helicopters that go back and forth and back and forth to support those operations.
Kai says she's worried about similar effects the industry could have here, where endangered species like the North Atlantic right whale and loggerhead turtles have their offspring.
And the spill is a real threat, but it's also the leakage, and it's also the operations of just running an underwater oil or gas rig.
No one's allowed to drill here yet, but the federal government is considering selling leases in the mid and south Atlantic, including off the coast of Georgia. The agency that makes that decision is the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, which is under the Department of the Interior. Abby Hopper is the director of BOEM. She says the Obama administration wants to start a conversation about oil and gas development in the Atlantic.
Because we thought it's an important conversation to have. It's important for our national security to think about where are we going to get our energy supply. It's important for the residents of these communities to think about what they want their coast to look like, what kind of economic development they want, what kind of industry they want.
And this is a pretty long and drawn out bureaucratic conversation. For the past year, BOEM has held hearings and done research, and now within the next few months, the agency will release a draft document. It analyzes the environmental impact of drilling where leases might be sold.
We try to identify those areas that have sort of the most resource potential and the least amount of conflict. And those are the areas we try to offer up for lease.
The only Atlantic states whose coasts could see offshore drilling are South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and Georgia, because they asked BOEM to consider them. Other states declined. Congressman Buddy Carter, who represents the Georgia coast, supports the idea too. On the local level, it's a mixed bag. State Representative Jason Spencer from Camden County says the environment is important, but his district needs jobs.
We need more diversification. We need more industry there.
But Savannah, Brunswick, and Tybee Island have all passed resolutions opposing offshore drilling and seismic surveys, which are used to search for oil and gas. The surveys are controversial because environmentalists and some scientists are concerned that they can harm marine animals, though the oil industry says they're safe.
Honestly, we really don't know what's out there, and that's why we're pushing to, go out there and survey to see what it is.
Hunter Hopkins heads the Georgia Division of the American Petroleum Institute, which is an oil industry group. The last time anyone did surveys was decades ago. They didn't find much, but Hopkins says newer technology might find oil or gas reserves now. If there is any oil out there, drilling rigs wouldn't be visible from the coast. And Hopkins says he'd like to say that there won't be a repeat of what happened in the Gulf of Mexico with the Deepwater Horizon spill.
Nobody can guarantee anything, but we're trying to do our best from the industry standpoint to, make sure that nothing like that happens again.
Oil may be cheap now, but Hopkins says even with more renewable energy, demand for oil will continue for decades. If this all moves ahead, BOEM plans to hold the auction for leases in the Atlantic in 2021. And if Georgia's coast turns out to have oil or gas worth drilling for, it would take another decade or more to complete studies, get rigs in place, and start drilling. Molly Samuel, WABE News.